This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. military has left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the epicenter of the war that began on 9/11. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas, and he says there was some trouble overnight.
Two U.S. officials say the airfield is now in the hands of the Afghan National Security and Defense Force, while one adds the top American commander in Afghanistan, General Austin Miller, has said Bagram still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces that remain. A district administrator says the American departure was done overnight without any coordination with local officials, and as a result, dozens of local looters stormed through the unprotected gates before Afghan forces regained control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The search for anyone who may have survived the partial collapse of that Florida condo building is back on after having stopped for hours yesterday because of fears the rest of the complex might fall down. 18 people are known dead in the condo collapse. 145 others are still missing. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says even though most of the missing haven't been recovered, they're making plans to demolish the remains of the structure.
To best manage the demolition in order to safeguard the integrity of the existing debris field.
The search effort, which had been paused, did resume in the afternoon, but experts keep monitoring the debris for signs of a potential collapse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The July 4th holiday is approaching, and so many millions of us will be traveling that the AAA says the number is nearly expected to fully recover to what it was before the pandemic. Almost 48 million Americans will be on the road or in the air. The Weather Service is warning about the miserable heat in the West and Midwest. This is AP News. The Washington football team is going to be paying a massive fine to the NFL. Dave Ferry's got this.
The NFL has fined the Washington football team $10 million after a months-long independent investigation found the organization's workplace highly unprofessional, especially for women. The team was not stripped of any draft picks, and no formal suspensions were handed out. Owner Dan Snyder is stepping away from day-to-day operations for several months after the inquiry revealed that ownership and senior officials paid little attention to sexual harassment and other workplace issues. Snyder says his wife, Tanya, will be in charge during his absence. I'm Dave Ferry.
And now to the Picasso in the closet. The painting, called Le Tricorne, was hidden away in a closet in Maine for 50 years. It's now been sold at auction for $150,000. This was a preliminary sketch for a larger work done later. It's signed and dated 1919. No word on who bought it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.